This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Karl Rove, the IAF, and protest advice everywhere we turn. When Karl Rove, the George W. Bush hardcore Republican consigliere and now Fox News favorite and Wall Street Journal op-ed pundit, approvingly quotes Michael Geagan, veteran community organizer and co-director of the Industrial Areas Foundation, the Saul Alinsky Legacy Community Organizing Train and Support Outfit, it's hard to prevent a momentary shudder surging through your body. It's like walking into your house and noticing things aren't where they belong. And there's been a burglar loose. Rove stealing lines from the IAF? Are you kidding me? Certainly, it isn't news that the IAF, back to the days of Alinsky, has had an uncomfortable relationship with mass social movements and their protests and marches. In Alinsky's day, they employed the tactics of protest, perhaps threatening as much as delivering, but movement was not their model then, as they advocated for the building of people's organizations, community-wide representations of assemblages built on the framework of the labor federations. In his memoir, Nick Van Hoffman, Alinsky's chief lieutenant in those early days, discounts their antipathy towards movements, but it's hard to take all of the many words out of Alinsky's mouth. Arguably, it's even less their organizing model now as they advocate a careful process of deep organization building which specializes in large assembly accountability sessions and developing almost symbiotic relationships to mayors and governors to deliver programs and results. One of the more troubling stories in Geagan's own book about his experiences recounts a behind-the-scenes IAF transactional outreach to then-Mayor Rudy Giuliani to offer him an alternative path while protests of vicious police brutality were in the New York City streets. So it's not that the IAF doesn't use protests at some level to leverage power. Regardless of Rove's appropriation, Geagan's piece in the New York Daily News, titled How Democrats Are Getting Played, is mainly meant as a slapdown of the Democrats, much of which is spot on, including their inability to stick to a persistent long-term strategy and listen to much of anything or anyone that doesn't represent huge donations, whether the rich or special interest. Unfortunately, the story he chose to tell is a pile-on about the union defeat in Wisconsin at the hands of Governor Scott Walker. He tells it by slamming the protests and protesters, which many in Wisconsin still feel were essential in the fight and created long-term benefits. Rather than simply firing his guns at the recall, which almost everyone agrees was a desperate move and a hopelessly futile tactical defeat. The mass protest and protesters are not party-centric or Democratic Party organizing events. Everyone can rightly join in, as Geagan does, in criticizing the Democrats and their clueless strategy and tactics on an ongoing basis. But in the same way, Geagan correctly argues that people need to organize and engage the Trump base in order to find the way forward, he misses the fact that we also have to organize and engage the people in deep-seated energy and anger behind these protests. In the end, Geagan was misused by Rove, even though he left the door open for such a theft, because he beats the same drum that we've been beating endlessly, that we have to have an offense and can't win just through resistance and a defense. The problem is not the protest. They're invaluable, and let feet on the street never be stopped. The problem is the plan and the absence of one. In the meantime, with all the freelance critics of protesters and hopefully a burgeoning movement for change, we need to keep our house unified and undivided while we put the pieces together. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.